Governor Mike DeWine's new state budget proposal would reduce the Granville School District's funding by almost $1 million by 2027. The loss is being described as catastrophic for the district, as the budget eliminates guaranteed funds over the next 2 years. Granville is also dealing with a new housing development that could add hundreds of students to the district and increase costs. Lancaster officials say about 15 streets are on the list to be paved this year. This year, a 3-mill levy will bring in over $2 million to pave streets in need of improvements. To find out exactly what streets will be paved this year, log on to the City of Lancaster's website at ci.lancaster.oh.us. Northridge local superintendent Dr. Christine Michael is hosting a community coffee this morning from 9 to 10 a.m. It's your chance to connect, share ideas, and hear directly from the superintendent. Conversation will take place at the district office on Johnstown Utica Road. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Matt Abbott has been named as president and CEO of the Ohio Southeast Economic Development. Abbott will lead economic development initiatives across the region's 25 counties. He previously served as the Zanesville-Muskingum County Port Authority Executive Director for over 9 years and was a co-founder of Zanesville's Foxfire Community Schools for at-risk youth. The Johnstown-Monroe School District has bought the Johnstown City Admin Building and its 3-acre site at 599 South Main Street for $1.2 million. The historic purchase will allow the city to lease the building space and stay at its current location until they find a new home for municipal offices. The ODNR Division of Wildlife is conducting a statewide bald eagle nest census this year. Ohio's bald eagle population has increased dramatically in recent years, and back in 2020, over 700 nests were found in Ohio. You can report bald eagle nest locations at wildohio.gov until March 16th. I'm Eric Brown reporting.